The new movie, Election, is a comedy set in a high school starring Matthew Broderick and Reese Witherspoon. Our film critic, John Powers, has this review.
High school movies come in two kinds. Those made for high school kids and those made about them. The wonderful new comedy, Election, is one of the latter. It takes the least enticing of subjects, high school elections in Omaha, Nebraska, and turns it into a hilariously revealing portrait of middle American life. Matthew Broderick plays Jim McAllister, the popular civics teacher and student government advisor at Carver High, who teaches his kids about the difference between ethics and morals. Jim has a bete noir, a hyper-ambitious young student named Tracy Flick, that's Reese Witherspoon, who's hell-bent on being elected student body president. Jim wants to stop her and begins by convincing a Keanu-ish jock, Paul Metzler, to run against her. Soon, Paul's lesbian younger sister has joined the race too, and caught up in a mad momentum he's somehow unleashed, Jim himself spins out of control and cannonballs into a disastrous act of adultery. Meanwhile, back at school, the tireless Tracy continues to put up posters that say "Pick Flick," continues to raise her hand in class, she invariably knows all the answers, and continues to smile at everyone with a saccharine insincerity that makes you want to smack her. Here she discovers that Paul Metzler has decided to oppose her in the election, and she confronts him in the school hallway.
Who put you up to this?
Oh, hi, Tracy.
Who put you up to this?
What do you mean?
You just woke up this morning and suddenly decided to run for president?
No. I just thought that,
Thought what?
Well, I was talking to Mr. McAllister about my leg and how I still want to do something for the school. And
so Mr. McAllister asked you to run?
Well, I talked to him and everything, but he just said that he thought it would be a good idea. And how there's all different kinds of fruits, and it's nothing against you, Tracy. I mean, you're the best. I just thought,
Okay, you're on, Mr. Popular.
You might think it upset me that Paul Metzler had decided to run against me, but nothing could be further from the truth.
Election was directed and co-written by Alexander Payne, who has quietly emerged as one of our best filmmakers, a 90s version of Preston Sturges or Billy Wilder. His debut, Citizen Ruth, was a laugh-out-loud satire about abortion rights that skewered pro-choice and pro-life activists with equal glee. Election is even better, funnier, deeper, more alive with playful flourishes. And it brims with classic Hollywood artistry. The jokes are immaculately timed, the performance is pitch-perfect, the ending cynical and slightly corrupt, just like the movies of Sturges and Wilder. Malicious but not hateful, Payne knows how to anchor caricatures in the real world. I had the good fortune to go to public high school in Omaha and can attest to the lethal accuracy of his details. The queasy light in the school building, the simmering class resentment, the self-parodic earnestness of the school principal, and the boneheaded decency of so many pampered young jocks. Election captures truths I've never before seen on screen. For instance, the secret contempt that good teachers feel for those classroom go-getters who study hard in order to get A's rather than to learn, and who run for class office as a means of self-promotion. It's this contempt that ultimately triggers the guerrilla war between Jim and Tracy, two confused souls beautifully played by Broderick in his first middle-aged role, and Witherspoon, a young actress who can seemingly do anything. By the end, the affable Jim discovers that he's neither as ethical nor as happy as he once believed, while Tracy turns out to be a touchingly Nixonian overachiever who puts together the high school yearbook but can't find anyone who will sign it. Back in the 60s, Eastern European directors had a knack for taking an ordinary event, like a boxing contest or fireman's ball, and making it a prism which could reflect a whole culture. That's precisely the trick Payne pulls off in Election, which for all its breeziness is a far richer movie than pictures like Happiness or Fargo, which keep telling you how smart they are. Payne's film is at once a biting satire, a teen comedy complete with dirty jokes, a sly commentary on American politics, and given what I've just said, an unexpectedly compassionate look at the perversity and melancholy that underlies daily life. In a week dominated by high school horror, this terrific comedy has more to say about high school life and America itself than all those pundits talking nonstop about the sick soul of our culture.
John Powers is film critic for Fresh Air and Vogue.